two people, and this is a serious story, and I guess it's appropriate that it follows racing in a way because people get injured during those race car drives too. You know, I was in an event yesterday, and a well-known member of the Chicago media told me about a problem that, in fact, he is having dealing with insurance. And this story is an amazing one. Mikkel Becker, Ryan Becker, they are both here. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, and thank you for doing this because maybe it will help other people going through the same thing. That is the whole point of this. So, Mikkel, congratulations. You recently had a baby. You and Ryan did. Yeah. And then shortly after, tell us what happened, or maybe Ryan can do that.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having us. Shortly thereafter, following just about 6 weeks after the birth of our son, I started to develop these lesions on my skin that didn't go away. In fact, they turned black rather quickly and looked almost like frostbite. Mikkel, being the amazing wife that she is, scheduled me for a doctor's appointment, and that started a cascade of hospital visits and follow-up doctor's appointment after follow-up doctor's appointment to eventually arrive after going to the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins, the National Institute of Health's Undiagnosed Illness Center. I eventually arrived at a first-in-history diagnosis as being the first person ever to have all three subtypes of an autoimmune-like skin condition called pyoderma gangrenosum.
Easy for you to say. So you are, diagnosed with this. Now, tell us what this is. You have these big, and I do mean big, because I've seen pictures of it, blotches on your skin. They often get infected. And the doctors first thought that this was somehow self-induced?
Yeah. So, Mikkel, I'll let you speak on that a little bit because she was, to be honest, during a lot of this medical treatment, unfortunately, it's had some issues with my memory. And Mikkel, she's been amazing with coordinating care, and she was front line there with all of the doctors that really kind of pulled this out of left field.
Yeah, so a lot of times, what we realized going through this is that a lot of times people are stereotyped, and we have felt the stereotypes firsthand because Ryan, with this autoimmune disease, it causes huge sores, like very deep sores that look like deep abscesses, ulcers on his skin, and people a lot of times mistake him for like a drug addict, and so a lot of times when we go into hospitals, they automatically stereotype him as that, even though he's tested negative for any illegal drug and any illegal prescription. It's like everything. He's always tested negative for it, other than what he's prescribed. But for some reason, people keep going to that. And even since he's gotten the diagnosis that he has, sometimes we still face that challenge. And we realize that we're not alone. And along with being stereotyped as someone who, you know, is a drug seeker, And that it also the part of thinking that it's self-harm induced. So it's been a real challenge to be able to get the right medical care because so many times that's kind of the go-to thing that people automatically think, oh, they're coming into the emergency room, or even when Ryan's admitted, sometimes it's a challenge. And that what was a real struggle, the reason why we went to Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins is because we wanted to go to the best places and really spent like all of our saved hard-earned money to do this and took our 3-month-old around the country with us to go help Ryan because we want to get down to the bottom line of what's actually going on so we can help save Ryan's life because this really is life-threatening. And not only was it a challenge to find the diagnosis, but just a challenge to really receive proper medical care and even pain relief for Ryan. This is one of the most painful conditions known to man. And Ryan has about 35 open wounds all over his body.
Jeez.
Because of this.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you find all this out. Now, I have two questions for you, and then we'll have you back maybe in a couple of weeks because we're just, because the race went long, we're just out of time, but we can have you back in a couple of weeks. So because
of that.
Yeah. So because of all of this, Ryan, where you work, and you'll tell us where that is, they threatened, and we have just about a minute is all, they threatened to say goodbye to you, which means goodbye to your insurance. So the other thing I want to know is, are you being treated finally at this point in time?
I'm being treated medically, yes. So I got enrolled in an experimental treatment that up until this point, we've had great results. I've gone from Mikkel and I literally saying our goodbyes to each other every night to I have some semblance of being able to get out of bed in the morning. So medically, I'm in a much better position than I was 3 weeks or 3 months ago when we started the trial. But it's definitely had its ups and downs, including, as you alluded to, with my employer threatening to terminate my job just because of my medical condition.
Yeah, and that's which means your insurance would be terminated, too. There is a lot more to talk about. As I said, I am aware of other individuals who have the same circumstance, more or less. Different story, but same story. And that you have insurance to help you when you need it, if you need it. And to be threatened with the loss of that when you need it most is the last thing you need dealing with an illness. I want to pick up on this, and we'll do that in a couple of weeks, if that's okay. But still, we will podcast this. We'll have a link to your GoFundMe and more information there as well. I apologize for being so short on time.
Thank you so much,
Steve. Well, thank you so much for having us, Steve.